Meeting with Italian union leaders today, Pope Benedict called for a new synthesis between the marketplace, capital, and the labor force, a synthesis that doesn't forget solidarity and the dignity of workers. Emer McCarthy has this report.
2009 will go down in history for terrible economic news and controversial economic policies being adopted in virtually every country of the developed world to stave off what economists call the worst recession since the Second World War. CISL, the second largest confederation of trade unions in Italy, has its work cut out for it, with manufacturing plants and factories closing by the day in Italy's industrial heartland, the Northwest, and the nation's two giant employers, Fiat and Alitalia, turning thousands onto the streets. Unions are struggling to uphold workers' rights in the face of employers' concrete financial difficulties. But meeting with the union leaders Saturday in the Vatican, Pope Benedict had words of encouragement in harsh times. He said the current economic crisis offers us both a challenge and an opportunity to find a new synthesis between common good and the marketplace, between capital and labor.
Per superare la crisi economica e sociale che stiamo vivendo, sappiamo.
He recalled that since the dawn of the 20th century, the Church has defended the inalienable rights of workers and contributed to promoting a Christian vision of labor. To overcome the current economic and social crisis, said the Pope, efforts must be made on all parts, freely and responsibly. Partisan or sector interests must be overcome if we are to face the difficulties currently afflicting every branch of society, especially the labour market together. Pope Benedict confided in the union leaders that it is his deepest wish that the current world crisis give birth to a new culture of solidarity and responsible participation, conditions he described as essential for the building of the future of our planet. I'm Emer McCarthy.